We bring in T. Martin, who's the wide receivers coach and pass game coordinator out at USC. T. Martin, of course, a former national championship quarterback at the University of Tennessee, played in the NFL with Pittsburgh, in Philadelphia, and Oakland. So he knows the game from the college level through the NFL level. And T, we thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we want to know about Nelson Aguilar and how he's going to fit into this Chip Kelly offense. What do you think?
Oh, man, I'm so excited, not only for Nelson and being drafted first round to the Eagles, but I've been following the Eagles and following Coach Kelly and how the offense has been evolving in the NFL, and it's exciting to watch. And with his skill set, you know, we did a lot of similar things last season at USC to what Coach Kelly does there in Philadelphia, and I'm super excited for him. You know, he's a quick learner. He's a quick study. He can play all around the field, in the backfield, slot, outside. He's great on special teams. And I know that Chip and the guys will find ways to get the best players the ball, and he's certainly going to be a fun player to have.
T, when you say you've done some of the things that Chip Kelly's offense heroes, I'm not sure fans really understand what that means. Are you talking about the versatility, the ways you used Nelson, the routes that he runs? I know that you ran a little bit of spread last year. What kind of specifically do you see in terms of the similarities in the transition?
Yeah, so Coach Sarkisian, Steve Sarkisian, he calls our plays. And a year ago, we decided at USC to go from having a West Coast huddle-up offense, you know, calling plays in the huddle, things like that, to a no-huddle tempo, you know, averaging 80 plays a game. Boards on the sidelines, coaches signaling to the players, very, very similar to the dynamics and the operation of what the Eagles are doing. And schematically, we did a lot of very similar things. And visited with Mark Sanchez during the offseason. He stopped by, and we were just talking and discussing schematics and things like that. And I think it's going to be a very smooth transition for Nelson because of that. He's going to be very familiar with the dynamics of going no huddle and tempo and how to practice it, how to manage your body, all those type things that go into that type of system. And so it's going to be a smooth transition for him. He certainly can be used in so many different ways. One of the cool things about Nelson was he was a high school running back. Right. So, you know, he brings a receiver skill set, but after the ball's in his hands, he turns into a running back, and he's really good at the run after the catch.
You know, one thing about Nelson, at least initial impressions here, very mature. This moment, not too big for him. The NFL stage is something that he's prepared for. And you know what it's like to be in Philadelphia. There is an intensity about this city. How will Nelson, as a 22-year-old kid, how will his maturity level deal with being in the fishbowl here in Philadelphia?
Well, he'll embrace it. You know, he'll embrace it. He's all football. He's all about the fans. He's all about the community. He's all about winning. And Nelson is an Eagles type guy from a city standpoint. What the city of Philadelphia and sports mean to the city, what the Eagles mean to the city. He will be the ultimate Eagle for the Eagles fan. And so, you know, I just can't wait to get it started. Man, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the Eagles fan base and the team as well. But I think he certainly been in L.A. for the last 3 years, having to deal with L.A. media, L.A. Expectations at USC, he's certainly ready for it.
Do you see him more, T, in the big picture, potentially as an inside slot receiver, or do you think he'd be more effective ultimately as an outside receiver?
I think he can do it all. I won't put any kind of barriers on what he can do. We did everything with him. You know, he caught 105 balls last year. Even the year before, he led us in receptions and yards and touchdowns. We used him every way we could. We had him in the backfield. He had 2 touchdowns from playing at the tailback position last season. We ran him on option routes when we could find mismatches in the slot. We moved him around in motion. We had him outside when he was pressed man-to-man against some of the better defensive backs in our league. He's really, really good at releasing off the line of scrimmage, very quick, really strong, and he has a really good ability to get open, you know, in space. So, I think he can be moved around everywhere, and I'm sure that Coach Kelly and that staff is excited to have a player with that skill set.
T, he really seems, again, first impressions make so much of a difference here, that he loves the game of football, that he's really intent on learning as much as he can. He's not a me, me, me kind of kid, which you always wonder about at the wide receiver position. Can you talk about the demeanor that he brings to the Eagles?
Well, he's a leader, you know, a captain, you know, a leader by example, not the talkative type guy. And you know, he came into a situation being from Tampa, Florida, where we already had Marquise Lee, we already had Robert Woods, we already had George Farmer, you know, all five-star type guys. And he just shut his mouth and won a starting job as a true freshman for a kid who had never played the position coming out of high school. So it just speaks to his maturity. It speaks to his regimen of preparation and how he prepares for practice, how he prepares for games. And I knew from a freshman year that he was a pro, and I just decided to see him be a first-rounder.
T, I think we're all super excited. I think you're just as excited as everybody here in Philadelphia and everybody with the Eagles about Nelson Agholor.
Yeah, no question about it. And I'll be following now, man. It seems like all my guys keep going to these cold cities, but it's cool, man. He's going to embrace it. You know, he's a football fan, and the city of Philadelphia will love him.
Well, hey, T. Martin, we thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. T. Martin, the wide receivers coach and pass game coordinator at USC, knows Nelson Agholor better than anyone. He gives him two thumbs up as the first-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks so much, T, for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Know.